I'm going to open it up to, we've got quite a few people. And if people can raise their hands.
Yeah, Hillary Lister has her hand up.
Hillary.
Yes, hello. Thank you. So my question was, it was just mentioned about a moratorium, and I'm just wondering if that's something that would be appropriate to allow the board the time to develop a stronger ordinance, where it wouldn't be a permanent moratorium, but a temporary moratorium, and we've run into challenges with implementing moratoriums.
Yep, excellent question. I will defer to both Andrew and... I can hear myself, and Mary Costigan.
I can hear myself, and Mary Costigan.
Somebody's... It's an echo. So Andrew, the question on the table, does it make sense to put a moratorium into effect? And Mary, also the question that is being asked by Hillary, does a moratorium on this make sense until better things get hammered out?
The best answer I can give you is that delaying any pending applications by adopting a moratorium is risky business, because one of the other requirements of the Telecommunications Act is that the act is that any application be handled by the local government in a reasonable time. And the reasonable time is now known as the shot clock. And there are different shot clocks based upon the type of application. The shot clock is a presumed period of time, meaning that the local board must make its decision before the expiration of the shot clock, unless the shot clock is told or extended. And would a moratorium be a reasonable basis to extend your determination beyond the period permitted under the shot clock? It would be a case-by-case analysis, but it's more probable than not that if you blow the shot clock just because of a moratorium, because you want to adopt a better ordinance, it would probably violate federal law, probably. Now, by the way, it's important to understand, if a local government gets sued under the Telecommunications Act and loses, it doesn't bankrupt the city. They don't recover any money. Even if they win and prove you violated the Telecommunications Act, you don't pay the monetary damages and you don't pay their attorney's fees. So usually the risk of litigation is relatively hollow.
All right. And Mary, your thoughts on a moratorium?
Sorry about that. Just to follow up on that, from the perspective of Maine law, in order to enact a moratorium, the council would have to demonstrate that there is a serious public harm. And so in order to do that, you would have to show that the ordinance that was just passed regulating small cell is not sufficient to prevent serious public harm. That would just have to be a discussion. It would be up to the council, but that's what you would have to demonstrate. Okay. And in the meantime, you would have to work on the ordinance in a manner that addresses that concern, and then should be finished within 6 months. And if you're not, you can extend it. But it's the serious public harm part that is required by state law.
Okay. Thank you, Mary.
Okay.
Other questions? I now can see everybody. If you have your hand up. Oh, Adele. Of course. Adele Faber, you're on. You got to unmute, though. Yeah, unmute.
I'm sorry.
I can read. There you go.
Anyway, thank you, Andrew. Bless your heart for coming. I can't thank you enough. I was involved in the tower on Camden Street, and now I really don't want this to go through our neighborhoods, because to me, it's going to look like an industrial zone. I live in an older neighborhood, and I can't see these being every few feet. I'm the one that asked for a moratorium because I was unhappy that the council passed this in second reading, and I'm afraid in a few days it's going to go into effect, and then we have no protection for our neighborhoods. And so my question is, what can we do at this point to protect our neighborhoods before these people come in and they say, oh, your ordinance is all passed in second reading. This is what you wanted. And I'm going to put them up and down your street. Thank you.
Great question, Adele. Andrew.
Okay. So first of all, the ordinance as drafted is better than nothing. And nothing is written in stone. You can improve your ordinance at any time. Of course, you have your state law requirements for what is involved in passing an ordinance. Usually And your attorney can tell you, you have to provide notice and a draft and all the other stuff, but you can always make them better. So that's not a problem. The other benefit of having a comprehensive ordinance is that the site developers want to build as many facilities as far as possible, as fast as possible, as inexpensively as possible. So when you draft a comprehensive ordinance, they will typically go around you to first go to install in jurisdictions that don't have comprehensive ordinances. So very often, just by virtue of having this, you'll dissuade them from coming into your neighborhood in the first place.
So Andrew, this ordinance definitely needs to be fortified. That's what I'm hearing. Definitely needs improvements, definitely needs all kinds of safety measures that that we can put into place. And I want to know what you said. This ordinance is better than not having one.
Yes, it's definitely better than not having one. And respectfully, again, somebody put work into this ordinance. They probably did the very best they could. And this law, if you don't deal with it every day all over the country, you wouldn't understand everything and the nuances and why you need certain things. Like you wouldn't recognize that they file false FCC compliance reports. I don't mean to fault anybody. What has been drafted in the general ordinance is pretty good. The right-of-way ordinance, I get it. But yes, there's definitely room for substantial improvement. And my biggest concern is the gaps, because I can guarantee you a smart, well-financed site developer like Crown Castle, these people are extremely smart. They would be able to easily exploit the gaps in your ordinances and basically come in and put these things anywhere they wanted to, if they chose to do that. I'm not saying they're nefarious or anything like that, but they're smart enough to take advantage of the gaps that I see.
Okay, thank you. Other questions for Andrew?